Welcome to the Sugar Switch Podcast, featuring Kathy Orman, health coach and author of The Sugar Switch. This is the number one short, sweet, and to-the-point podcast all about sugar. You'll discover how to kick the sugar, eliminate cravings for good, increase your energy, lose weight, look good, and feel great. And you'll be empowered to reduce your risk for serious health issues. And now, here's your host, Kathy Orman. Hi, it's Kathy, and welcome back. This week's short, sweet, and to-the-point episode will explore how sugar and refined foods affect bone health. Bone health is very important, and there's a definite connection between sugar or refined foods and your bones. In North America, there's a very high incidence of osteopenia and osteoporosis, serious bone issues. Here's what we're going to talk about. We'll talk about what osteopenia and osteoporosis are. We'll talk about bone density and bone composition. We'll talk about your bones, calcium, and your body's pH level. And we'll discuss acidic and alkaline foods. Then we'll talk about the effect food has on your bones, including sugar and dairy products. So what exactly are osteopenia and osteoporosis? Osteopenia is the stage before osteoporosis, kind of like a warning sign that your bone health needs to be looked at seriously. At this stage, your bones are weaker than normal, yet not so weak that they will break easily. Osteoporosis is literally porous bones or thinning of the bones, which causes them to become brittle and weak. Bones can break easily at this stage, a very serious health issue. Osteopenia and osteoporosis are both silent, and they are two parts of a very dangerous disease that occurs over a period of time. Many people have this bone issue, but they don't even know it, because there is no pain, there's no outward signs, and there's no symptoms. People often find out they have osteoporosis after they have accidentally broken a bone. Women tend to have a higher rate of osteoporosis than men, especially after menopause, due to changes in hormone levels. Certain medical conditions can increase the risk of osteoporosis, such as untreated celiac disease, taking certain medications including chemotherapy, eating disorders, and thyroid disease. Here's a shocking fact. Many people who sustain major bone fractures, such as a broken hip, never fully recover. Some even die within a year of having the fracture. That's really shocking. Your bones are living tissue and are constantly being built up and broken down. When the process of breaking down is happening at a faster rate than the building up process, osteopenia occurs, and eventually that can lead to osteoporosis. Let's talk about bone density and bone composition. Your bone density is at the highest level when you're in your mid-30s. Bone density depends upon your overall health status, your dietary intake, and can even be affected by lifestyle choices such as exercise. According to Dr. Anne-Marie Colbin, author of the book Whole Food Guide to Strong Bones, the bones are composed of calcium phosphate salts, 65%, which gives the bones hardness, and a collagen matrix, 35%, for flexibility and for building and maintaining the bone's framework. If there's too much calcium and not enough of the collagen matrix, the bones will be brittle. Having too much calcium in the diet can increase the risk of bone fracture. So for good bone health, it's necessary to have many other nutrients that work together synergistically. Magnesium. It supports bone health and maintains bone density. Vitamin D. Helps with bone growth and maintenance, and helps the body absorb calcium as well as other minerals. Vitamin K helps with bone formation and maintenance. Phosphorus, it's an important mineral mostly found in the bones and teeth. Boron protects the bones. Copper supports healthy connective tissues, including the bones. Manganese, a component of collagen. Zinc. Zinc is a cofactor for enzymes needed in the bones. Vitamin C protects against free radicals and supports healthy collagen production. Vitamin B6 helps metabolism of proteins and amino acids and helps modulate hormones. Folic acid is a form of vitamin B9 folate. It helps support tissue growth and utilizes amino acids, which are building blocks of protein. The collagen matrix also requires sufficient amounts of protein and healthy fats for the absorption of vitamin D and to protect against free radicals that can damage your bones. Let's talk about your bones, calcium, and your body's pH level. Your body must maintain a balanced pH level at all times. This is crucial. Calcium is the most abundant essential mineral in your body. Most of the calcium is in the bones and teeth. The rest of it is in your bloodstream. The amount of calcium in your bloodstream is closely controlled by your body to keep the acid alkaline or pH level balanced, which is very important. Nutrients will come and go from the bones according to what the blood needs. Your bones are like mineral savings accounts, depositing and withdrawing calcium and other minerals as needed according to your blood's pH level. Here's a quick snapshot of how it works. If there is too much acidity in the blood, your body will break down bone mass, in essence, making a withdrawal from the bones, and use the minerals to balance your body's pH level. If the blood's pH level is balanced and the right minerals are present for bone building, the bones will be built up, making a deposit to the bones. So now let's talk about the effect food has on your bones. As previously discussed, your blood's pH level or acid alkaline balance is extremely important. The pH level of your blood is affected by the food and beverages you consume. Let me repeat that. It's a critical piece of information. The pH level of your blood is affected by the food and beverages you consume. Now, before explaining how certain foods affect bone health, I need to clearly explain acidic and alkaline. There are acidic foods and there are acid-forming foods, and they're different. Acidic foods are foods that are known to be acidic outside of the body before being consumed and digested. Acid-forming foods are foods that become acidic inside the body once they have been consumed and digested. An important thing to note is that these foods could either be acidic or alkaline before they're consumed. In exactly the same way, there are alkaline foods and there are alkaline-forming foods. They're different. Alkaline foods are foods that are known to be alkaline outside of the body before being consumed and digested. Alkaline-forming foods are foods that become alkaline inside the body once they have been consumed and digested. Note, these foods could be either acidic or alkaline before they're consumed. A good example is lemon. Lemon is considered to be an acidic food before it is consumed. When lemon is consumed and digested, it becomes alkaline-forming inside the body. While it is important to have both acid-forming and alkaline-forming foods in your diet, there needs to be a balance. If your diet is high in acid-forming foods, your blood pH level will be acidic and minerals will be pulled out of the bones to balance it. When this happens continuously, the result will be thinning of the bones, first osteopenia, the phase before osteoporosis, and finally osteoporosis. The standard North American diet is full of acid-forming foods. Some of the most common acid-forming foods include sugar and sugary foods and beverages, processed or refined foods, junk foods and refined snack foods, dairy products, fried foods, white flour including all baked goods, all soft drinks including diet sodas, artificial sweeteners, and excessive amounts of meat, alcohol, and liquor. The long-term effect of consuming too many acid-forming foods are loss of bone density, loss of muscle mass, possible mineral deficiency, negative effects on bone formation, heart rhythm, muscle function, including cramping, and anxiety. By increasing the amount of alkaline-forming foods you consume every day, you will be able to help your body's pH blood level remain balanced. This means less minerals will be taken out of your bones. Your risk for osteoporosis or thinning of the bones will be greatly reduced. The most common alkaline-forming foods include vegetables, especially leafy greens, fruits, some raw nuts, sea vegetables, and whole grains that have been sprouted. So what about dairy products? Dairy is a huge industry, and the marketing tells us over and over again that we need dairy products like milk, cheese, cottage cheese, and yogurt in order to have healthy, strong bones. In reality, dairy products are acid-forming. They cause your blood to be too acidic, therefore causing minerals to be drawn out of your bones. So instead of helping to build bone mass, dairy products can actually deplete your bone mass. It is true that dairy products contain calcium and some protein as well. Yet, the fact is that calcium is also found in many fruits and vegetables, not just in dairy products. When you're considering strong bones and sources of calcium, consider these facts. The largest mammals on Earth, elephants, buffalo, cows, horses, have the strongest bones. They don't eat dairy products, and they are vegetarian. They only drink their mother's milk for a short period of time. After that short period of time, they eat grass and leafy greens for the rest of their life. And yet, these same animals, the strongest animals, the biggest animals with the healthiest bones, don't consume dairy products. So let's do a quick recap. Osteopenia and osteoporosis are serious bone density issues, where your bones are thin and you're at high risk for breaking a bone. For the most part, both of these conditions can be totally avoided and often reversed. Healthy bones need to have a balance of calcium phosphate salts for hardness and a collagen matrix for flexibility, building and maintenance of the bones. Many vitamins, minerals, and proteins and healthy fats work together synergistically to maintain healthy bones. Your body must maintain a balanced blood pH level at all times. Calcium and other minerals are deposited or withdrawn from your bones in order to maintain the perfect pH balance in your blood. The pH level of your blood is affected by the food or beverages you consume. This is really important. The pH level of your blood is affected by the food and beverages you consume every day. Here's the bottom line, which is the connection between sugar and refined foods and your bone health. If your diet's high in acid-forming foods, your blood pH level will be acidic and minerals will be pulled out of the bones to balance it. Your bone density will go down and you will be at risk for osteoporosis and broken bones. Acid-forming foods are sugar and sugary foods and beverages, processed and refined foods, junk foods and refined snack foods, dairy products, fried foods, white flour, including baked goods, all soft drinks, including diet soda, artificial sweeteners, and excessive amounts of meat, alcohol, and liquor. Those are the acid-forming foods. If you have a diet that is high in alkaline-forming foods, you will be helping to keep your body's blood pH level balanced. This means less minerals will be taken out of your bones. You will greatly reduce your risk for osteoporosis, thin bones, and broken bones. The most common alkaline-forming foods are whole foods, including vegetables, especially leafy greens, fruits, some raw nuts, sea vegetables, whole grains that have been sprouted. Those are the alkaline-forming foods. Sugar, sugary foods, sugary beverages, and refined foods are all acid-forming and can cause bone depletion, leading to bone health issues. That is how sugar affects bone health. The Sugar Switch System gives you the tools and knowledge to have empowered eating. You will be guided to choose the best foods for optimal health, so you can avoid and/or reverse health issues like osteoporosis, insulin resistance, inflammation, joint pain, fatty liver, and more. For more information about the Sugar Switch System, or to contact me, go to www.thesugarswitchpodcast.com. You're invited to tune in and download the Sugar Switch Podcast every week. There's always interesting and relevant information about sugar, refined foods, nutrition, and your health. There are lots of good topics coming up, so stay tuned. We'd love it if you could leave us a review for the program. Bye for now. Thank you for joining Kathy on the Sugar Switch Podcast. If you would like to be free of sugar and relentless cravings, increase your energy all day, every day, and totally avoid serious health issues such as diabetes and heart and stroke issues, Kathy Orman would love to connect with you. Find out more about the Sugar Switch System and contact Kathy Orman at www.kathyorman.com. Once again, you've been listening to the Sugar Switch Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us.